When we think of Iran today, we might think nuclear deal or hostage crisis. We tend to think less of its poetry, its art, and its breathtaking landscapes, or its fantastic food. Maryam Ghadiri is an Iranian. She arrived in the United States a few years ago to pursue a master's degree at Purdue University in Indiana. And she discovered that when she introduced herself as Iranian, sometimes she received contempt. But more often than not, it was just ignorance of her country beyond its politics. So she decided to curate an exhibition diving into Iran's culture, architecture, and geography to show that Iran is not just a nuclear deal. It's called Iran Beyond Politics, this exhibition, and it is currently on view at the Art Institute of Atlanta. I spoke with Maryam, beginning with her first experiences in the U.S. In the TEDx talk that you gave at Purdue, you said that it was while there you began to deny your identity. What happened to cause that?
Yeah, I think it was my first experience being outside of Iran and living somewhere, because I was traveling many places, but I've never lived in any of them. So I think, especially when I compare myself as an Iranian with my French friend, the feedback that they were getting from our peers were so different. And that made me wonder, maybe I should hide. Maybe it's, instead of just saying I'm from Iran, I should be quiet or try to change the conversation. That was like the beginning, which made me think maybe there is something wrong and I should work on myself and on this misconception that I'm carrying.
People perhaps don't know how to talk about Iran here in the U.S. because there's a lot of coverage of it, and so much of it is negative. What are some of the greatest misconceptions that you have seen?
I saw different type of feedback. Most of the time, the feedback I get from young generation, they have the political perspective that is being broadcasted or being covered by media. But when I face and when I talk with older people, they know a lot about Omar Khayyam. They know a lot about our poetry, our history. So I was seeing these two dimensions, that they are kind of separated. And most of the time I was around people that they are young, graduate student, undergraduate student. And I was facing this political perspective, just this dimension being presented for Iran.
Iran Beyond Politics does just that with photos of everyday life, of architecture, of Iranian landscapes. Tell us about the photographs.
So the idea of photographs came from a time I had several presentations about Iran, and I found out like my audiences are already interested about Iran. And I was thinking maybe I should go like think out of the box, thinking about a setting that instead of me telling a story, people, they would come and take their own story. That's why I came up with the idea of photos, especially because I used to be a freelance environmental journalist, and I had a lot of connection between journalists and photographers back in Iran. And with their help, I could put this work together, working with, at the beginning, I worked with several individuals, but then I changed this as I was introduced to a very famous photography magazine called My Motherland or Sarzamineman. With their help, I tried to bring different perspective: history, tradition, people, architecture, and everyday life of people, and put them all together to show that Iran is beyond what is the shadow of politics. And that's why this photo exhibition is very diverse and covers several perspectives.
So you are not ignoring the political differences between Iran and the U.S.?
No, not at all.
How do you think presenting a cultural perspective changes things?
I think we are in an era that's we should go beyond the politics, bringing different nations together. Now science diplomacy, art diplomacy are going to be ahead of a political connection. I think when people see that, oh, Iranian people, we are all similar, like people, all the citizens of all over the world, they are similar, with similar hope. And how a nation, the beauty is not being presented. And I think my idea is, I hope that it makes them think. I hope it makes them motivated to ask some questions about some of our historical monuments, to ask some question about what we have or something that is not politically related.
Here in the U.S., sometimes there's a tendency to undermine other cultures. We think, oh, they aren't as technologically advanced as we are, or they live with oppression, they have no civil rights. And this is one exhibit of many that say, you know, we aren't as backwards as we may appear in mainstream representation. Why do you think the mainstream media gets it wrong?
I think in general, it is very difficult to cover all the dimension of a culture or a nation. And it's not just true about, like, it happens for many other nationalities. When I had my TED talk, TEDx talk, when I had my exhibition, many of my friends from other nationalities, they came to me and they said, oh, there is this stereotype about my country. There is that stereotype about my country. So I think the problem is, like, media can just focus on one dimension, and that is very difficult to fight against that. That is very difficult to show other perspective, because media is very, very powerful. But I think at least I'm using my capability, my sources, to show other perspectives, and to use the sources and resources that I have around myself to present Iran beyond what media covers, which is mainly the political aspect.
So, congratulations on trying to emphasize shared experience and shared humanity. Maryam Ghadiri, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.